Don't Forget to Pray for Eric by Julie Cornelius Huang, based on a true story. Every soul is free to choose his life and what he'll be. Hymns number 240. Carrie's family knelt by the couch for family prayer. Everyone reverently folded their arms. Papa asked Carrie's little sister, Liv, to pray.
Don't forget to thank Heavenly Father for our many blessings,
Papa reminded her. And don't forget to pray for Eric, Mama added. Mama always reminded them to pray for Eric. Eric was Carrie's older brother. Before he left for university, he and Carrie were best friends. She really missed all the fun things they used to do together. Then a few months ago, Eric told Mama and Papa that he didn't want to be a member of the church anymore. Carrie and her family were surprised and sad. They started praying for Eric every night. Sometimes they prayed that he would feel the Holy Ghost and want to go back to church. Papa prayed that Eric's mind would be clear to make good choices. Mama often prayed that somebody he trusted could help him find the right path. After all of their prayers, Carrie couldn't help feeling a little angry. Why hadn't Heavenly Father brought Eric back to church? Finally, just as Liv had opened her mouth to pray, Carrie couldn't hold it in anymore.
Why hasn't Heavenly Father answered our prayers?
She blurted out. Everyone looked at Carrie in surprise, but she was too upset to care. For a minute, nobody said anything.
Carrie,
said Papa,
when you got home from school today, did you put your backpack away?
Huh?
Carrie asked, confused. What did her backpack have to do with anything? She glanced at the front door and saw her backpack thrown against the wall instead of hung up beside Liv's.
No, sorry.
Didn't Mama remind you to hang it up?
Yes,
Carrie answered. She looked down at her knees.
Doesn't Mama often remind you to hang up your backpack?
Yes,
Carrie muttered. She still didn't know what this had to do with anything. Wasn't Papa taking her questions seriously?
I know that when we pray for Eric, Heavenly Father does answer our prayers every time. The problem is that Eric may not be listening right now. Eric gets to choose whether he listens to the Holy Ghost, just like you choose whether to listen to Mama about your backpack. But do you think that you will always ignore Mama when she asks you to hang up your backpack?
No, I guess not,
said Carrie. Someday she'll listen, Mama said, winking at Carrie. Carrie smiled.
So maybe someday Eric will listen too?
Carrie asked. Absolutely, said Mama. Listening to the Holy Ghost is a skill you have to develop. Maybe Eric hasn't learned that skill yet. Carrie began to feel a little better. They all bowed their heads while Liv said the prayer. She prayed that Eric would learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. While Liv was praying, Carrie felt peaceful and warm. She knew that Heavenly Father was hearing their prayers. As Liv listed some of the ways their family had been blessed, Carrie thought of another blessing to add to the list. She understood more about prayer now. As the prayer ended, Carrie knew that Heavenly Father hadn't forgotten Eric, and Heavenly Father would never forget her either. Sidebar: What is agency? Agency is a gift Heavenly Father has given to everyone. It is the gift to choose what we will do. Heavenly Father helps us, but He doesn't force us to do things. Instead, He lets us choose for ourselves.
End of the story. Don't forget to pray for Eric. Read by Charlene Stewart and Austin and Mia Peterson.